Our lesson comes from Mark 4, verses 26 to 34. Hear God's word. Jesus said, God's kingdom is like seed thrown on a field by a man who then goes to bed and forgets about it. The seed sprouts and grows. He has no idea how it happens. The earth does it all without his help. First a green stem of grass, then a bud, then the ripened grain. And when the grain is fully formed, he reaps. Harvest time. Now, how can we picture God's kingdom? What kind of story can we use? Well, it's like a pine nut. When it lands on the ground, it's quite small as seeds go. Yet once it's planted, it grows into a huge pine tree with thick branches. Eagles nest in it. Well, with many stories like these, Jesus presented his message to them, fitting the stories to their experience and maturity. He was never without a story when he spoke. And when he was alone with his disciples, he went over everything, sorting out the tangles, untying the knots. May God give us understanding. Let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. There's no doubt that stories really have an impact on our lives. And sometimes there can be confusion in the scriptures when people take things literally rather than allowing them to hear those stories at a deeper level. Because sometimes stories can help us to connect with things that we can't really see or hear or understand any other way. Sometimes they give us clues that really go deep. I happen to love farming stories, having spent a lot of my growing up years in Salinas Valley out in California with farmers as neighbors and seeing the work that they put into it. So some of them might not feel entirely comfortable with this idea of throwing out seeds and then you just let them go and somehow everything happens. I think they sort of like to take credit in the fact that they're out there weeding and they're gardening and they're, you know, watering and helping things along. I also think we too like to think in our own lives that we have a very significant role in what happens and what goes on. And it's true. We can have an impact. There is no question that when you compare a beautiful wild area, as gorgeous as it might be, with an area where a farmer has tended special crop that helps keep us fed, we have gratitude for those farmers. But Jesus is going at something else with this. He's helping us to understand how often, for example, that we think that things have to be big and that we have to do it for it to happen. And so here's this tiny seed. We don't even know what that seed is going to look like a lot of times. Unless we've studied, unless we know where the seed came from. But if you're handed some seeds and you don't know, it could be anything. And sometimes even, like for instance, Tim and I, we've often gone and picked up plants from nurseries and we think we're going to get one thing. Surprise! It's something totally different when that plant comes out. Wait, we ordered the zinnia that was supposed to be tall, and this is a short zinnia, and it's red, and we went for the yellow ones. What's the deal here? Once that seed is in the ground, we have no control how it's going to come out. A good example of that is with our own kids. We have a child, and we have this aspiration of how this child is going to grow up, what it's going to be like. I was just having a checkup with one of my doctors the other day, and we were having a good laugh over this. She's the mom of three teenage kids, and she said, Joycey, we have zero control over how our kids turn out. Zero. Do you hear me? We have zero control. This is coming from my doctor. She was quite adamant. And I had to agree. But the flip side is that we don't know always how things are going to go. For example, I was just talking with Tim about it the other day. People can grow and mature at such different rates. So the story is never over until it's over. Some good examples of that. Thomas Edison, from New Jersey. His teacher said he would never amount to anything. And even advised his mother, take him out of school. You're wasting your time here. And Winston Churchill, he was admitted to a school in the lowest level classes, and he never moved out of the lowest levels while he was attending that school. Never. And then there's Einstein, again, lived in Princeton. And Einstein, he seemed so slow and so dull in his early years that his parents actually thought that he might be mentally deficient. They had real worries and concerns about him. And it's been said, and quite truly, great minds and high talent in most cases cannot be hurried. And like healthy plants, they grow slowly. They grow slowly. Now, what does that mean for us? Well, as a little church, it'd be very easy for us to get discouraged at times. It could be easy for us to wonder, are we fulfilling the calling that God has for us? And everything takes these twists and turns. I was talking with a young woman who just recently is going through a series of job changes, and she's trying to sort things out. And most of us, we want to go from take the shortest route, have everything fall into place immediately, have it all easy, clear, so we can just cruise right to the finish line. It does not work that way. I just want to tell you right now. One of the benefits and blessings as we get a little bit older and get a little grayer is we start seeing how strange life can be, and yet how everything that needs to happen happens. Now, it doesn't always feel like it when we're in the midst of it. And there are things that we like better about our lives than other things. Things that we prefer. But the benefit is that if we are always walking and living in trust, if we're always knowing that we're like that plant in the ground, unique, growing at its own time and its own pace according to how God has designed it to be, then we can have the assurance that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And it's going to go the direction it needs to, even if we don't know what that is. But there's another element of the seed that's in our lives. And that is that everything that we say and that we do is sending out seeds. Seeds that we may not even be aware of or conscious of. Literally, every deed is a seed. And it could be a weed. We don't want that. And that's why God is trying to help us to be mindful of how we're living our lives, the choices that we're making. Even though in many ways we have no control, there are things we do have control over. And that has to do with how we treat others. It has to do with what we're sending out into the world by the choices we make, by the words that we say, by the way we're treating other people. So, wonderful story about a pastor who was wildly successful. And he was asked what had been the inspiration in his life. What had helped him to be to that point where he had such a powerful influence on so many people in such a positive way. And he thought back to when he was a little kid. He had this Sunday school teacher. And he said, you know, to be honest, I don't remember a word that teacher said. I don't remember anything that teacher taught. But I will never forget how loved that teacher made us feel. And when that particular teacher died, there was maybe only 50 people at his funeral. He wasn't well known. He didn't even know himself how he might have impacted others, although there were actually six people who grew up and went on to be pastors. And who knows how many others that he impacted in different ways, who didn't necessarily become pastors, but who were out in the world doing amazing things. We don't know how those seeds will grow. We don't know right now, in terms of as we're seeing these different things happen in the life of our congregation, we don't know what will lead to what in some ways. Even as we give our best efforts, and even as we try to be as faithful as we possibly can. But that's the key, is knowing that in our faithfulness, at every level of our lives, whether as part of this church family, whether in our individual lives, our deeds, our seeds. And if we make every effort to be faithful to God in those deeds, those seeds will be sent out and they will be positive. They will grow in ways we can't imagine. We have some exciting things ahead for us. Exciting opportunities, ways that God has blessed us. We can continue to see evidence of his action in our lives. It may not always be as fast as we want. It may not always take shape in the ways that we have planned. But he is working in us. My prayer is that we continue to remember, that we never grow discouraged, but continue to remember and claim. And that we continue to try to let our deeds be good seeds. Let us pray. Almighty God, you work in us in so many ways that we're not even aware of. And often that's a good thing. But Lord, we pray that what we do may be according to your purpose, and that others might be blessed by it, even if we don't see the results. In your name we pray. Amen.